smarterpodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf number 26. My name is Fred Green, and joining me as always is Kenny Nicholson, technical specialist at Edwin Watts Golf and edwinwattsgolf.com. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm great. I can see, by the way, we talked about my LASIX procedure, just to let you know. I'm doing well.
Good. We're happy to hear that. It went well. And
You sound very enthusiastic.
Do I sound clearer to you now?
Yeah. No, it went well. I'm very, very satisfied. I can see. So 2015.
And you could see, like, as soon as the procedure was over, you could see better?
I definitely could.
Really?
Right as soon as it was over. I wasn't in there very long. And we were interviewing somebody that had some knowledge there, which was great, in the show right before I was having the surgery. So, but it went well. It was a smooth operation, and I was very excited.
Well, and we want to thank all the listeners that wrote Get Well cards to you, right? How many did you get?
I got one from my daughter.
She's one of our biggest listeners.
Yeah.
Well, Kenny, usually at this point in the show, I'd ask you at least one question that we receive from an audience member. But let me remind the audience that if you have any questions for Kenny about the latest in equipment or golf technology, or you need specific advice about what is in or what to put in your bag, then click on the Ask Kenny button at golfsmarter.com. And if we use your question on an upcoming episode, you'll receive a free Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf hat. But this is the starting weekend of the 2008 PGA Championship as we record this. And this weekend, we're really lucky to have on the line, because he should be out there, we have the master wedge maker for the stars, Bob Vokey. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How's everybody today?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Bob, we want to talk about your new products and your new website, but let's talk about the PGA Championship for just a moment. You're not there right now, right?
No, actually, I usually roll in Sunday, and what we do, we have a tour van there, and we, Monday through Wednesday, we're in there, we're sort of like, I feel like I'm a little doctor, I get in there and I work on all the players' equipment. They'll say, hey, Volk, I need this, I need that, I need a little bit more bounce, I need a little less bounce, my leading edge ain't quite right, and all these other things, and I'll check all their equipment, and we have an unbelievable tour van out there. It's a workshop on wheels. It gives me everything that I need to do. And I'll work with the players, take their club, bring it in the van, away I go, do my grind, do my tweak, do my little adjustment, whatever I have to do. And sometimes they may ask me, hey, Volk, what do you think here? I'm having a little trouble with the turf. It's a little firm, or it's a little soft. The bunkers may be a little soft, a little firm. So what I'm doing there, I work with the players, and I just sit and we'll watch them hit some shots, and I'll take their club, and I'll be right back. And away I go. I call it bring out the old magic bag of tricks, and away I go. I just work with the players. It's great to do.
That's the ultimate respect. The tour players always talk about their wedge and their putter being their money club, and here they're giving their money club to this guy to go in there and grind on and tweak and assure them that it's going to be better when they get when he gets done with it. That's incredible respect right there, Volk.
I tell you, it doesn't come overnight, guys. I tell you, as we all know, it takes a lot of work. It took me a lot of years out there to gain. I call it the trust and respect. In this business, being a club maker as I am, and designer, I go out there, and over the years, it takes a lot of time. And trust me, I've made mistakes, like all of us have. And I go out there, and I pay attention. I always said to myself, I was a great listener and a note taker, and I pay attention to what they do, and I just work hard and work with the player. I tell them many times, hey, guys, I'm only as good as you are. You got to give me all the proper information. Hey, if it's bad, don't be scared to tell me. Hey, Volk, it's not right. I'm not going to hurt my feelings. It's going to help me, because it's going to help me in my future designs. And it's going to help me when I'm working with another player. I look at their swing style and I can sort of compare,
Well, this ought to make you feel really good, Bob. If I'm finishing up on 18 in that $2 Nassau, I can tell you the club I want in my hand is my 60-degree Vokey. So that ought to make you feel great.
I love it. I love it. Love to hear it. I mean, it's not only from the tour players love to hear it. I love to hear it from the weekend golfers. like all of us, like myself, you know, they, you know, don't play a heck of a lot. You know, I'd love to hear that.
Well, there's a whole lot more of us than there are of the tour players. So, Bob, well, if some of those tour players are under contract with other manufacturers, mm-hmm. Are they still carrying Vokey wedges?
Yes, they do. Of course, it's in the contract, and a lot of other players, you know, in companies, they'll turn around and have it. Depends on the club contract that they have. They may have a contract, maybe a 12-club contract, maybe a 10, 11-club contract, or if it's a 14-club contract, of course, they're playing all of their company's equipment, you know, which I'm all for that. If you're loyal to your company, I know like all of our players at Titus, our staffers are loyal to our company, you know, you do your best you possibly can to get into to your company's product. Sometimes you can't get into it. It may take a little while, you know, so as a result, they're allowed to play. A couple of clubs are allowed to play. Another club that allows them to play their best golf possible. That's what all of us out there are trying to do, trying to help these players play their best golf they possibly can. And if I hope it's with a Titleist product, but if it has to be with another product, fine. You play your best golf. Let's just give me the opportunity in the future to keep working with you till I get it right. Fine-tune it to where you can honestly let go of your pet peeve. Because I think, you know, like putters and wedges, they're probably the most personal clubs that a tour player has in his bag.
That's the ones that you don't...
Just give me a little time and I get there, you know? That's what I feel.
That's the ones that you don't typically find under contract, Fred, are those
that's what
they call the money clubs. They'll contract 11, 12 clubs, but their wedges and their putters are the ones that they're free to do whatever they want. And not all of them, like Vogue said, but the majority of them, that's the clubs that they want to be able to basically freelance, go out there and find who's got the best product. And if you look at the Daryl survey on the PGA Tour and the Nationwide Tour and the Ladies LPGA Tour, this man's wedges that we're talking to today are very, very much a part of that every one of those tours.
Mm. Well, congratulations, Bob. That's quite an honor.
Yeah, it's really neat. You know, it's funny. People say, I'm the type of person. I work for Titleist, and I'll never forget that. And they gave me all the proper what I call it, the tools and all the working things that I needed to accomplish the job. It's like they allowed me to pursue my dream. You know, and actually, it's been pretty neat.
Well,
and of course, there's many challenges ahead for us, but that's what keeps me young. I love it.
That's great. Will you only grind a Vokey wedge? I mean, if someone brings a different manufacturer's wedge?
No, I've had particular instances. You know, I've had players who I've worked with maybe in the past, and all of a sudden they go to another company because they may get a little better contract, and they'd be playing another manufacturer's wedge. He'll come to me sort of on the side and say, "Volk, what do you think about this? This is what I got. It's not doing what you used to do for me. So what do you suggest I should do?" So what I'll do, I'll turn around, I'll take a little Mark slot, and I'll take a player. I tell him, take it in your van, you know, take it into, what's his name? He knows how to do it. Just tell him to hit it right here. And they'll go in there and do that, and they come back, "Folks, thanks a lot." You know, and it's great. And I've had the same situation at British Open. No other vans were there. I've had players come up to me, leather companies, say, "Look," of course, a couple years back at British Open, St. Andrews, it was, fairways was unbelievably tough and hard, you know, so I had a couple of guys, other companies come to me, and I went in there, and I ground on the wedge for them. I love to do it because I'm out there to help all of the players. And I've had some of the main ones. I've even had some of the top players come and ask me, "Look, what do you think about this wedge? What do you think I should do?" You know, and I just tell them, go back in the van and tell them to, you know, you want to try this, or maybe it's fine, maybe take a 62, crank it to 61, you know, things like that. It's an honor. I mean, this is the thing that really turns me on, and I'll have other players come to me and ask me a question. I'm going to tell them, right, I'm not going to tell them something that's not quite, I just because, you know, I said many times, if you help people, it's always going to come back. It always comes back to you, it always comes back, which I believe in.
You make it sound like they pull you over to the side and into the corner of the room where nobody's looking, like it's a clandestine meeting going, "Hey, Volk, is this okay?" Do they really
do
that?
Yeah, I guarantee you it's happened. I'll get a phone call.
It's cool going to a tour event Like I remember being at the Masters years ago during the practice round, those Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays when the vans are can be there, they have to leave during the tournament, but they're there working on the equipment, and you see all these companies trying to peddle their equipment out there and stuff. But it's funny watching the guys that have that ultimate respect, where these players actually search these guys out, and Voke is one of those guys where you can see players see him somewhere on the range and they will seek him out to get his advice. It's really neat, and it should be an honor.
It's funny, kid. I love that. I know exactly what you're saying, but trust me, there's times I feel like hiding. That's between you and me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will work with anybody. There's certain I love them all, but there's certain players you go, oh God, what now? You know, you feel in yourself cringing, oh, what am I going to do now? You know, but yeah, it's a challenge. That's the part I love. I'll never say no to anybody, and that's probably if any bad thing I got. They say go to Voke, he never says no. You know, that's not, you know, it's not a negative, but guys bug me about that. You know, they say go to Voke, he'll never say no. You know, I don't believe it. I believe I can help everybody. You know, please.
Well,
it's awesome.
Hey, Voke, you know, it's interesting because since 2004, you've had the number one wedge. Or I should say the number one wedge has had your name on it since 2004. They sent me this statistic, 43% of the wedges used in 2008 has your name on it, has the Titleist name, and it says Bob Voke on it, and nearest competitors at 16%. So I guess the obvious question to this would be, why? What is it about your wedges that the average player, not just the tourist player, finds to be to make them a better golfer?
You know, I think it all comes down to, like, well, it started with being out there long enough to get the trust, respect, and I call it trust, respect, and the admiration of the players. You know, they come to you and wanting to play your product, because if you're not that type of person, trust me, I don't think players would want to work with you. You know, I'm not bragging in any way, but I'm just trying to do the best I can, and they understand that. And he'll work with me. I'm not saying a lot of other people said it too. Why at Titleist, I was asked this, why is Titleist, you think, is so much a better company than anybody else? I said, wait a sec, guys. I don't think myself or Titleist is better than anybody else. I think at Titleist, what we have, it's the people who stand behind the product, of each product, from Scotty and the wedges, you know, we got Rick Nelson, Steve Mata on drivers, and I can go on and on and on, and irons, and it's the people who stand behind a product. We all have an unbelievable passion for what we do. We want to service the player, and I think that's what sort of sets us maybe a little bit above. And I don't want to say that, but I think it's our passion for what we do. Maybe we have a little bit more than other companies. But every company, trust me, makes a very good product. But I believe where we may reap the rewards is, we, as a team, we have an unbelievable team that works on the tour. We all help each other. We all share knowledge. We all share insight with players, you know. And we all get little tips. We circulate ourselves, you know, over dinner and think, hey, you talk to him. Yeah, you know, I saw him that he's having trouble. Maybe he goes, hey, Voke, I talked to his caddy. He was struggling with it. Maybe it's time, you know, I've got, boom, next thing you know, I'm there talking to him, you know. And I do the same with drivers or even some of the balls. The guys are struggling. I'll hear it from one of my wedge players, and I'll forward it to our ball people, or our putters or iron people, and away we go. You know, we work as it's a great teamwork, and I think that has helped us achieve where we are right now. I think I'll look back at that and say that.
We had the privilege of interviewing Scotty Cameron, and he has that same passion that you have, and very thankful for the relationship that he has with Titleist as well. We better move into some questions, because this could go on for a long time. I could talk to Voke for the whole day,
yeah, well,
I'm sure.
This is the...
So could I.
the Voke fan club has got to sign off and start asking some serious questions here.
No kidding.
Yeah, so, please.
Yeah, Voke, one of the biggest questions we get, we obviously, we have 70 retail stores, but we have a catalog that we mail about 16 million catalogs a year in an internet site, and one of the toughest things that we have to do here in our job over the telephone is try to describe what bounce means player. And it's, you know, I know, you know, and I try to explain it like the pitch on a roof.
That's a good way to do it.
How do you best try to explain
that? I would try to do it in probably in the simplest terms. I can go and I can tell a bounce. I give you I call it my basic rule and thumbs for different situations where I put bounce in. Look, a bounce is to me, It's the angle measured from the leading edge to the trailing edge. And you'll see, and basically you'll see the leading edge is, if you hold the wedge right out in front of you, you can see your leading edge a little lower, and you'll see your trailing edge, you know, to the left, it's a little higher. So that angle there, it's you're measuring that angle there. And the rule of thumb is, I call it, more bounce would be for very soft conditions, soft turf, maybe soft fairways and various parts of the country that you're going to find. That's more bounce. And then less bounce would fall right in with the category, would be that angle again, it would be less bounce. You know, in other words, maybe an easy way to do it, it's like a rudder on a ship. You know, turn it sideways. You visualize it sort of steers you through it. So then you'll see, you know, your leading edge is a little bit lower than your trailing edge, and it allows you to skid, maybe use the word bounce, skip on through the sand. In other words, what a bounce does, it offers resistance. Now, if you've got very, very, very soft sand, then what happens, there's no resistance there. So how are you going to get resistance? You have to build it into the actual sole of the club. I call it the flange width. So you have to make a little bit angle, a bit more severe, a little bit more bounce. So it's offering resistance to the soft conditions. Now, if it's like a river sand, or it's maybe very firm conditions, there's resistance. The turf and the sand is offering resistance. What you have to do, you have to turn around and make it maybe a little less, maybe a little narrower flange width, and also a little less of an angle, not quite so severe, which allows you to slide underneath the ball without hitting the turf and bouncing back up into the ball. Those are the two basic conditions.
How often does a tour player, say, change wedges based on the conditions of the course? Obviously, you get, in Europe where you get a lot of rain in the British Open. I mean, they're going to change bounce based on conditions. Okay. Yeah.
I recommend what I've said, that, you know, it's not a bad idea to have an extra wedge with you. Sometimes travel with some of the tour players will actually with an extra wedge, but you know they sort of get spoiled in the course of the United States. They're pretty well set up. They're very, very, very consistent bunker wise in the turf and the lie. The PGA makes sure they're set up in a certain way. They're pretty consistent, except when you go to maybe Jacksonville, TPC, it's a little close crop, or the Masters. I will get requests for the Masters to have a little less bounce because of the turf conditions there. That's once in a while I'll get quests. I'll turn around and I say, folks, can you make me one just like I have now, and make me one with a little less bounce when I get to the Masters. Boom, I'll make that too. I'll call it their Masters wedge. Or when I go over and play the British Open course and play St. Andrews or Royal St. George, it was pretty turf, or even Birkdale this year was a little firm, even though with the rain they had, you know, softened a bit, but it was still firm. So they will definitely travel with them. But it's, you know, it's just not as much as you'd really think it would be with a tour player. You know, I think it's personal too. You know, it's how you, your technique. You know, I class a lot of players into maybe call them a digger and a slider. Digger being the person who takes the club straight up in the air, steep angle attack, drops it right on it. You know, and that would be your weekend golfer who's not as talented as a tour player. He doesn't have that, I call it, that slow, syrupy swing that allows the wedge to do what it's designed to do. You have to tend to stop the ball, dig down. That's a player who needs, as I say, that more bounce and a little wider flange. Then you got a shallow player, I call a slider. He has tendency to slide the club under the ball, a little shallow cut, a little rotation. You know, and that's the player. That's more of a tour player. That's the player can play probably with a little less bounce because he doesn't need the additional resistance.
There's definitely certain guys that just don't take a divot.
No, definitely. Those are the guys that I said out there working with. I can watch, okay, you watch your divot, boom, how they like to nip it just a little bit. That's how they get away with a little bit of bounce. But I'll tell you, I'm a firm believer, bounce, and I'll say it a million times, bounce is your friend.
Apps, we say that too. Bounce is definitely
bounce
your friend.
Bounce is your buddy. I'll tell you, don't, you know, these player people, weekend golfers that I'll see them talk to me, they always say, I want about a 2 or 3, 4, 5, 8 degrees bounce. What I said, what is it, guys? You don't realize it. You know, you'll be laying the sod over it more often than not. Mm-hmm. You know, leaving yourself in the bunker. You don't need that. But you can always use bounce. Bounce helps you control trajectory, and it does so many things.
Voke, you know, you and I are both in California right now, and we're approaching drought conditions here.
Oh, yes.
And golf courses are having a very tough time with maintenance, and their groundskeepers are not allowed to use as much water as they want. There was a front-page article in the San Francisco Chronicle this week about a very popular golf course out in the East Bay, Blackhawk, and they're drilling for their own water.
Wow.
And not having a lot of success. I mean, they're going down very deep drilling. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to drill for water and are not finding it. What do you recommend for those folks who are living in very dry conditions?
It's tough as you can do it. As I say, those that it's dry and it's, you know, they can tell, but I guarantee, of course, you'd have to use a little less bounce. A little less bounce, a little narrower flange. You know, and it's one thing about a little less bounce, a little narrower flange gives you, then you're into what I call maybe a little better player. You know, you can. People tell me, well, Vokey, Bob, you get soft sand, you get a firm fairway. I said, well, to me, that's a case where you may need a little bit more bounce, a little narrower flange. A little bit more bounce will help you on the fairway, but the more bounce will help you in the bunker. You know, because it's against the both. More bounce, less bounce. You know, soft sand, firm sand. So this is a blend of the two. And I know I've tried to do a couple of wedges like that that will actually. Different conditions, like a new series that I have coming out. I'm going to have three different 58s and three different 60s, and they're basically centered around what I was just saying: firm conditions, you know, firm conditions, very 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 soft conditions, and also the medium wedge that you could go probably either way depending on your style of swing. If you fit in that slider type swing, you may be able to go to medium bounce, and you could be able to use it, you know, manipulate it for conditions that are very 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 soft or firm. A lot easier. So that was my thinking behind coming up with the, I call a low bounce, mid bounce, and high bounce, the three bounce options that are going to be coming out in the fall.
Yeah, let's talk about that new product you have in the fall, the new spin milled product that's coming out in November.
Yeah, the new and improved, I call it. Maybe call it, for sake of anything else right now, spin milled too. I basically took the best of basically what a conversation, what I was just talking about, and tried to. And I did it basically on my 58 to 60s. I did it by taking the wedges, and they'll have different grinds on it. You'll say, well, these holes may not look like in the 58s, they're different. Well, what they'll play is a low bounce for very, very firm conditions in parts of the country that way. Then you have your 60 is going to play a mid bounce where you can go either way. And then you're going to have maybe a high bounce for the person who's playing in that soft sand, soft turf, needs a 60 with that. So you'll see the soles are a little different. And then the soles and the 54, 56, say the three bounces of each, again, the low, the mid, and high, and the soles are a little different. I get a little camber, and I got an 08 for the fellow's very firm conditions in the 54 and the 56. It gives them the ability, being it's going to be a little narrower flange, a little camber on it, from heel to toe, front to back. You can lay it down. You can type of guy likes to hit a lot of those touchy-feety shots around the green, likes to add a little loft, do all these things. It gives them the ability to do that, execute that shot a lot easier, a little bit with a little more confidence. And I went all the way through from a 48 to a 64 in 2-degree increments. So it's like in all my 48s to 50s and graduating to 52, it almost looks like, I call it a pitching wedgie look. You know, the leading edge may be a little square. The toe may be semi-square. My top lines, my radius. So and as it flows through from a little semi-square look, in the 48s, 50s, 52s, to graduate all the way through to 64, it has a more of a, I call it a very subtle, a very friendly, user-friendly look. The leading edges get a little more radius on them. The actual toe also, top lines, they sort of just flow. It's almost like a set of irons, a progressive set of irons from a 48 through 64. That's actually nine models, and I call it, it's almost like a set of wedges. So you'll be able to pick any one of those wedges, and it's almost like they'll flow with each other all the way through.
I wanted to talk or ask about the Vokey 60M series.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Which is, I think, a passion of yours.
It was. Yep. I can tell a funny story about that one too.
Yeah, it's a limited release. Yes. I think you guys are making only 1,000 of those.
Right.
If you want to tell us what that is.
Basically, what I was very, 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 very proud of that. It started off years ago. You know, the M stood for a player that used to, you know, be with the company, and then he'd come on board. He likes a certain look. So that's what I started originally was probably, oh, 7-8 years ago. And it almost looks, I called it, it was like a crescent shape. And what I did, you know, and the heel and toe areas are sort of trail off. And what I found when it does, it reduces, ground drag, turf drag. And for, it's also for, it gives you consistent club head speed, through the impact. It's one of the neatest things that we've done, removing the heel and toe. It's almost like, by relieving the heel and toe, it's almost like the ground pressure has changed and actually almost stabilizes the wedge through impact. It's neat. It was a neat thing. When you hit them, you'll see exactly what it does. And it gives you the ability to be creative around the green, when you want to lay the club open a little bit because of the way that the trailing edge, sort of eases off. You just, boom, you can lay it open, you can slide underneath the ball, get a bunch of shots when you square it up. Of course, you got your bounce. I call it my crescent shape, my forward bounce. Gives you the ability to hit all the shots you need to do in the square. And then when you hit bunker shots and lay it open in the rough, you can be able to do that without the leading edge, jumping way up.
With that unique sole design, you're able to do that. You're able to lay it open and stuff and not increase. A lot of times what people don't understand is if you take a standard wedge and you lay it open, you're increasing the bounce on it.
No doubt about it.
You better know what you're doing. Wow. With this type of wedge, you're able to lay it open and not increase the bounce.
Exactly.
As much. So I think what you're saying there, you can go to Vokey.com and view these M-series wedges and kind of see what we're talking about. It's hard to visualize it with us explaining it, but you can go to Voke's website and look at it and see for yourself. It's a really neat, very impressive-looking wedge. I knew it was a passion of yours is the reason I wanted to bring it up.
And that's only available at Vokey.com, Vokey.com. Is that right, Bob?
Yes, that's it. It's your basic limited edition, and you'll not see it no more being sold in that way. But, as I said, I got the new line coming out, and I took a lot of those ideas and incorporated it. All of my limited editions, I incorporated a lot of those ideas into this new line towards the end of the year. It's going to be coming out, let's call it the best of all these ideas, and try to put them down to where that you can actually, it's going to go to our line, our consistent line, where you can actually purchase these come the end of the year.
Right, they're going to be shipping in November, starting November 1st, right?
Right.
The folks Titleist were telling us. And they were also very generous, and we want to thank you and everyone at Titleist for offering to give a Vokey spin milled wedge of your choice away to one of our audience members. Did you even know that, Bob?
I mentioned Chris was gonna, I mentioned it to him. He mentioned it to me. I said, God, it gets me. Let me know how I'm doing. I'd gladly sign it, and I'll gladly recommend the one that I feel.
Well,
right.
Then we'll announce the winner now. It's me.
No, it's me.
I love it.
But if you'd like to enter to win a signed Vokey spin milled wedge of your choice, and there's a lot of lofts to choose from, as he said, from 48 to 64 degrees in 2-degree increments, go to golfsmarter.com and click on the word contest and fill out your information. And the deadline for entry on this is going to be August 19th, 2008. And Voke, because of this is a podcast, people will download this episode and listen to it in a year from now. It'll always be available at golfbetterpodcast.com, but they won't be able to enter unless they enter before August 19th, 2008. Kenny, you got any more questions for Voke?
Yeah, I have one more question. Obviously, the wedges come in three different finishes, tour chrome, Royal Can, and black nickel. And one of the questions we get, does the finish have anything to do with the feel?
That's a very interesting, and I said, a lot of times I think feel is a lot of perception. I honestly feel that, I would say, if I'm going to say either raw with nothing on it, but I see the oil cans to me, is that the oil can that we're going to be putting out, it's basically a raw wedge. It has, it's almost like an oxidation, that oil can, it's almost like a black ox, except it's in that oil can type color, that brownish look. And I think that, of course, wears off. I think that would probably be, I call it maybe our softest feel, but doggone, it's perception. A lot of times it's in the hands of the beholder, how he feels it is. But if I had to say anything, the oil might be low. So all our wedges, I've never had any complaint about any of our wedges, any finish being firmer. But I think one thing you'll know for sure, that if you do go to the oil can, which of course the finisher wear off, it will not wear as well as the black nickel or the Torchrome. There's a little bit, you know, the chrome helps preserve the life of the actual club itself.
Yeah, I actually myself have that oil can, and I like that very rustic look that it gets over time. So
no doubt about it.
Well, then that gives me a follow-up question that I have to ask, because we receive a lot of questions about this back here, Voke, and that is, what's the life expectancy of a wedge?
Ah, perfect. That, of course, is going to depend on the players. Now, I can go back to my days with any of our staffers. You know, I can go and say, like, Adam Scott, and he, you know, for good players, and they'll probably use change wedge, maybe 360s a year, and maybe two sand wedges, which would be their 56s, you know. And that, of course, depends on the player. If you hit a lot of balls, remember, that's tour players. These right. players hit a lot of balls. They warm up with 60s, hit a lot of shots and bunker shots, and they will. So as a result, they will wear. I know big-name players in the past, they would go to anywhere between 3 to 4, depending on the players, 2 to 3. It just really depends. Why is any average weekend golfer? God, he could get the expectancy depending on how many balls he hit. And, of course, it's worth it if you're hitting at on, you know, some of the fairways or some of the driving range, you're using all these top rock balls all the time, I call them, you know, these hard balls, and also the actual, they're hitting off sand a lot, you know. That will actually wear it. It's more abrasive to the actual face of the club and also the sole. But, you know what, I'll say one thing, and I'll go on, definitely on record for that. Go back. I said the average player, God, he can get a year, 2 years out of a wedge. You know, it's depending on what he wants. They say, well, Voke, it's not spinning like it used to. And I say, here's, remember, guys, wedges to me are like a pair of shoes, an old pair of shoes. The longer you have them, you get more comfortable, and it sort of wears to your particular footprint. They get more comfortable. And a wedge is the same way. The longer you have it, it wears, it seems to settle in. The leading edge gets pre-worn. Trailing edge, it seems to settle in to your particular swing print. And that's what I say, don't get rid of those wedges too soon. Well, I'm not spinning. Wait a second, there's more shots involved that you have to do not need that extra little, I call it a little check that you're going to need. You know, it's just sometimes I hate to see people, you know, change wedges. I'm talking to players, change wedges too much. And the average week, hey, I would like the average player to change it more often, of course, and then go in and buy another Titus wedge, but that's being selfish. But, you know, I do not think they have to change them as often as they really think.
And leave it to a hockey player to say that you need more check.
True!
We all know golfers are a different breed, and one thing that we know for certain being in the business a long time is that golfers will sell their driver and they'll sell their irons, but very rarely will they ever sell their wedges and putters, because it's that, like you say, it's that comfortable pair of shoes that if they're ever having trouble with something new, they'll always go back to that thing that they're most comfortable with.
I agree. So,
it's all about the confidence.
Awesome. Yep. No doubt about it.
Well, Voke, thanks a million for being on the show, man. I've really enjoyed it, and it's a pleasure and it's an honor to have you on here with us.
I love it. Anytime, Fred, anytime, Ken, you call me anytime. I love doing it.
You're on.
And, as I said, sometime, anytime off the air. So, you know, you know what I mean? Like, I can answer and give you some real stories.
Oh, let's not tease the audience that much.
No, they're not much. They're not much, that much difference, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Voke, thanks so much. What a joy. Thank you very much. And good luck this weekend at the PGA Championship.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Mike. Bye.
Wow, Kenny. That was awesome.
Yeah. All great
right.
guy.
But that was a lot of fun. Boy, he is just a piece of work. He is great.
He is.
And so, again, we tell everyone, go to golfsmarter.com, click on contest, and you can win your own Voke spin-milled wedge. These wedges are not coming out until November of 2008, so you'll be the first one on your block to have one. But we have one more thing to give away, don't we, Ken?
We do. I'm very excited about this. Some lucky listener is going to get themselves a new Wilson Spine driver.
The one that Padraig Harrington used to win the British Open.
So and, obviously it wasn't the golfer. It was definitely the club.
There you go. It will be for you too. So we received 187 entries. Kenny, it's up to you. Pick a number between 1 and 187, and that will be our winner. And your selection is?
Oh, man. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're randomly sorted.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I still find difficulty in doing that. I'm going to go with number 97.
Number 97 is from Clackamas, Oregon, and that is Charles Lucero. Wow, Charles Lucero, congratulations. You have just won your very own Wilson Spine driver, and make sure you write to me and Kenny, and we'll get your specifications so we can get the exact driver for you, whether you're right or left-handed, and what degree of loft you'd like on that. Congratulations, Charles.
Yeah, congratulations, Charles.
Yeah. All right, Kenny. Well, that's it for today. That was a lot of fun, and we got another one coming up in a couple weeks. We ask everyone to please write a review for Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf on iTunes or any other place you find it. You can always come to golfbetterpodcast.com, which will take you to our page on the Edwin Watts Golf website, and you can listen to the show right there or subscribe to it, and it'll be downloaded into your computer for free automatically as soon as we publish the show. And that's the best way to do it so you don't miss an opportunity to enter for the next contest. And don't forget, as a listener, you receive 10% discount and free shipping on your purchases from Edwin Watts Golf. There's a limited restriction on some of your purchases, but you can get all the information when you go to golfbetterpodcast.com and find out all the information. Just there's a line that says click here for more info. Click on that and that'll tell you everything and any restrictions, so everything is clear to you. Now, the current checkout code to receive your 10% discount is GBetter1, the numeral 1, GBetter1. And that's going to be going on through September 1st, 2008. And we'll be changing the code then. That's it for today, Kenny. Thanks so much, bud. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Fred. Enjoyed the heck out of it.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again for another episode of Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf.